Good morning and welcome to this episode of the Under the Helmet podcast with the impending Georgia Thrashers Unconquered Cobras matchup. We wanted to get input from the Thrasher perspective to discuss all of this. We have defensive lineman William Howard and we have Champ Damon. Fellas, good morning. How are you?
Going on.
Good morning. Good morning. What's happening?
Now, Champ, to you, you're facing a Cobras team, undefeated. They have pretty much walked through just about every opponent they've had. Where do you see the opportunity for the Thrashers to make noise?
Really, I ain't gonna count. Really on defense and offense. I feel like offense, can't nobody stop our receiver for real. Our quarterback, he's stepping on whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like, defense, they shut out anyway. Like, we just built this, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, the Storm won, they had a good little game, but it really was, you know what I'm saying? They ain't really do nothing. You feel like, they ain't really do nothing. We ain't really played nobody with an outfit. We're struggling. The best team we probably played this year was the Blackhawks. Other than that, like, man, we stepping on everybody. You feel me?
I hear you. Now, William, from a defensive lineman perspective, when you look at a passing offense, how excited do you get to actually go up against a quarterback in either Marcus Brooks or Deion Graham? Probably will be Marcus Brooks, but how do you get to Kansas City passing offense? How exciting is that for you?
Oh, I get really excited. The thing is, when I get ready for a week, I look at the linemen and see, you know, what they do and what they don't do, like how they kick back or how they, you know, their weakness in a scrim. So when I see a passing offense, though, you know, I'll be trying to, hey, get myself ready for a big game. Long as that, the man next to me more likely to be Future, Barbet, Dylan, or Zay, or somebody. Long as that we just get ready to come play, I know that we'll have a big game in the trenches.
And I line back and stuff like that. Like, it ain't really going to be no lot of jazz. You just finna drop back in the pocket. You just finna be chilling, and you got all that to throw the ball anyway. You get what I'm saying? So all that just should be thinking they just finna play the thrash, and they just finna be a bombs out, lights out game. It ain't never going out like that. You feel what I'm saying? So it ain't gonna never be no just, oh, we just gonna be bombing on thrash DBs all day. That ain't gonna never happen. You feel what I'm saying? So it's really different.
Now, to that point, you're facing, you know, a potent, you know, passing offense, and you're facing possibly one of the better wide receivers as far as core in Javier McGriff and LaVon Downs. Does that get you excited?
I mean, yeah, like I say, it's all good, but like what I'm saying, you got Will coming out the edge, you got Debo coming out the edge, you got Future at D-Tackle, you got the other dude, I'm saying, it's going to be cool, but if you got them trying to kill you every play, your QB really going to be running for his life. Like I said, you ain't just going to be just back there. You got time to just be throwing it up. Them rocks want to come quick. We're running some quick slants, all that. You get what I'm saying? Because all that, we going deep. We going over the top. Ain't none of that happening. You know what I'm saying? We got five safeties. So, I mean, it ain't going to go how people think it's going to go. Then we jet out too, so you already know we pissed off. You see?
Speaking of William, y'all played in – Yeah, it came up short versus Columbus. Now, how soon after that game did y'all forget the loss and say, you know what, it's time to kind of refocus?
On the way back with me, once I said all my piece and I know a few players that we got, I was a little venting on, that was it. I mean, Sunday, we were getting ready for the Cobra, to be honest with you. We trying to get, you know, recover from that loss. You know, they won. So, you know, other folks still, they had to post on, you know, no disrespect to them. You know, some folks just move a little different. But after we took that L, we were done with it. When the clock hit zero and we stepped out the locker room, that was it for us.
Now, Champ, to that, you know, that same respect, how soon were you like, you know what, okay, I'm over it?
I really would I don't understand, like, when I was watching the game, when I turned it on, I got there, and I probably started watching it in the middle. I'm like, this pod, whatever they got going on, it got to be like, this ain't real. Like, the score was like 8-0. So I'm like, hell no. Like, we losing like this. So we finally lost. I was just like, man, I ain't even going to worry about the game no more. I ain't gonna talk about it no more. It's over with. I already know. I'm going to get on Facebook. And since I always pop, they're going to be at me. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be at me like, look, bro, what happened? Blase, blase, blase. But I ain't even going to entertain it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I really was. Really wasn't even studying, like, right after we lost. I wasn't even really worried about it no more for real.
See, that's the thing. That's being able to process a win and process a loss. William, when you step into it, you had mentioned Debo, you had mentioned Future. What is it like playing on a defensive line with such stout talent?
I didn't even hear the question, boss, man. My phone had cut off. Can you repeat your question?
Yeah, you play on a defensive line with Debo, with Future. What is that like to be around such talent?
Oh, man, I love it. I learned a lot from Debo, actually, because, like I say, this is my first season, you know, really playing semi-pro. But way before I started playing, I used to catch Debo playing with the Horsemen, and I'd be at their game because a lot of my bros were playing, and I just used to go to support. But I used to, before I even knew Debo, before I knew Future, I used to see the double team that Future demand, the blocks that Debo used to get off. So I just like, man, if I ever play, I love to play with them. So the me to play with them now, I love it. That's why I try to play at a high level, because you have that talent that you playing with, man. You can't come slacking. Got it.
Now, you said this is your first season playing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just, you know, like, stop playing for a while, decide to come back to it? Like,
well, no. Well, after college, I was really done with pads. You know what I'm saying? We was playing eight-man flag, and we still play that together. But it was just one day I had talked to Cam before I knew him, and we had scrimmaged them in flag. And I seen the talent that they had. This way before KT, this way before a lot of players. So I had got with him, and we just got the ball rolling. I put him in contact with KT. I put him in contact with a lot of different players, and we just said we're going to give it a shot. And Sammy actually in flag, and he was talking to him like, man, come on, dude, play with us this season. So we ended up just locking in and just rocking out.
Now, Champ, to you, when you look at playing on the defense side of the ball, and have you ever, I'm sure you have, but can you look in an opponent's face and tell that when the game gets out of hand and you're up by a lot, that you have broken their spirit?
Oh, yeah, that's always, you got to think about it, especially with watching my D-line go against offensive line. Like, you can tell when you break in spirit, because then they start bitching about, they'll start holding, you know what I'm saying? Then they start going at the D-line, man. And then, you know, our D-line, like I said, we got Future, we got Debo, we got Will. And, you know, Future, he going to talk shit to you the whole game. And the more you piss him off, the more he going to beat your ass. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely can tell. You can tell with the front side of the ball. But the receivers, you know, they really just, they really be on friendly shit the whole game. Like, they don't really be talking about name. They don't say walk down, Jeremy, I'm finna do this, or you do this. They really just, they crash dummies. They just be out there. You feel me? All the smoke is in the front. You know what I'm saying? With the front.
Hey, Ted, can I pick it back right quick?
Mm-hmm.
It be players that don't really just go unnoticed, like, with our D-line. We have players like Zay. We have players like BJ and Corn that, you know, when we subbing, and we don't argue about subbing or substitution. Like, they come in, they play their role. We're supposed to dominate. And that's what make our front so well, because all of us communicate together. You know, we talk. So, you know, you got a good group of guys that willing to come out, that's not complaining about playing time, that come in and do their job, that would make our front so well. Because there's a lot of teams that that's out there that can't say they first group will come, they second group will come hard like their first group. And I feel that we have that.
Now, to that same point, Champ, since you have such a deep, talented team and you have such deep rotations, why isn't there, like, a lot of ego on the team when guys don't want to get pulled out? Because you've seen and you've played against teams that if somebody gets pulled out because they're tired, you see them getting angry and just start to lash out. Why isn't that like that with the Thrashers?
I ain't even going to lie. Like, really, this is the first time I ever, like, seen it go down like that. And I honestly think it's because of Bear, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really just keep it real for us, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a rotation, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if it be like, you know what I'm saying, all your starters, they tired, they coming out, you got to trust the man that's behind them, you know what I'm saying? So if everybody trusts each other, we really good. It ain't going to never be like, oh, he coming out and this nigga going in, he trash, stuff like that. It don't even go like that, you know what I'm saying? So I think everybody really, really trust each other and know, like, when I come out, you go in and pop it off where I left off at. It ain't never... You just going in and you'll crash them. You feel what I'm saying? So I just feel like everybody really understand what's going on.
Now, William, same question to you. You have a deep front seven where you have talented athletes everywhere and there's a rotation. You have guys coming in and out, but there's no ego. Is it more because y'all have a common goal of trying to win that championship, or do a player understand if you get tired, there's somebody behind you that might not be as fatigued?
Well, I believe it's a little bit of both. We have one goal, and that's to win a championship. But again, like Champ saying, like, when somebody tired, we don't mind coming in and relieving them. But another part of it too is when you coach off the field, all that kind of play a part in how you play on the field. A lot of us in our front, we hang together off the field. We talk to each other on a regular basis. So we really are close, you know. So you is not going to really argue with your brother off the field. I mean, on the field, if y'all, you know what I'm saying, if y'all really close, if y'all close off the field. So if I said that right, kind of got that strong tie. So,
yeah, now, same point to you, Champ. You're 28 years old, but you are a semi-pro veteran. When you have younger guys, how do you act as a mentor to kind of, you know, try to teach the younger players, like, hey, this is what you do, this is what you don't do, this is what we need, this is what you don't need? How do you keep that going?
I ain't even a mentor type, you feel me? Like, I'm not even the type that try to step up and lead a player in the right direction, you know what I'm saying? Like, if a player come to me and ask me certain questions, then of course, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to let them know what's going on. But I'm just saying, I ain't going to lie. I ain't no leader type. Like, I'm not just going to be like, oh, hey, bro, you work with the team. You need to do this. You need to do that. Because really, like, you, I'm me. Like, do you and I'm going to do me. You feel me? Like, I really don't need to be caring about shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So
it's more of an expectation of if you do your job, you expect people to do theirs.
Yeah, because it's like we grown. Like, you ain't in high school no more. This ain't middle school. Like, coach is not going to be like, you need to do this, and we're going to steady apply pressure before you do it. Like, you do it, you don't. You get pulled out, and the next man going to go in and do it. So, I mean, it's your house, kid.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's one of those things it's more of a lead by example.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, William, the point to you, you mentioned Bear, you mentioned Cam, you mentioned just the team in general. When you look at, to build off of Champ's point of leading by example, do you think that in semi-pro, not with the Thrashers, but in general, in semi-pro, there are a lot less people that lead by example?
Yes.
Do you think that's a product of a bad franchise or more of just people not buying in?
Yeah, people not buying in. It's hard to get sometimes a group of guys to buy in to what's going on.
Now, same Champ to you, when looking down the road, and how much longer do you think you would, you know, still be in the field? Or do you think you have a much longer career than most expect?
I think this is it for me this year. Like, I ain't feeling it no more. Like, I ain't even really just been into it. Like, I'm really like, fuck it, not for real, for real. Only thing I'm playing about after this. Like, I think this is it for real, for real.
Just, like, tired or just?
Nah, I didn't need that. It just really, I don't know, really getting tired of getting tried, for real, for you see me? So I really just feel like, really just wasting my time. Like I drive trucks now, so I really came out the road to play this, you feel me? But, like, you know, I'm just going to get going and do what I've been doing, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, Warren, to your point, you know, like I said, you stepped back in the game, it's your first year playing. How long do you see yourself playing? Like, a while yet, or do you just think that it depends on season to season?
Season to season. I know me, KT, Otto, Keaton, like I said, this only season. We got a good 2-3 season in us, and that'll be it. You know, we really want to help Cam get a ship. So, you know, we win the ship, and we blessed to go back-to-back with one, and I think that'll be it. You know, I'm 30 now. I just turned 30, so I don't think I
Now, Champ, to you a question. When you look at just even off the field, like you said, you drive a truck to doing that. As a trucker, what's the hardest part about being a trucker?
Really, I ain't even gonna lie. It really just be like starting out, like, it really getting your sleep schedule on track. You know what I'm saying? Like, my sleep schedule still off track because, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was over the road, so now, like, I drove from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. Now I still don't go to sleep till 5 a.m. So, really, the hardest part is getting your sleep schedule on and off track. But other than that, everything really good.
Now, William, y'all both are from Georgia. Now, from the Atlanta area. Where's the best place to go get food in Atlanta?
That's pretty hard. Yeah, I can't even. It just all depends on what you like. That's kind of hard to name. I ain't gonna sit here and lie.
Or the best place for soul food.
Best place for soul food. I would have to say. What's the place on Temp Dog right here on Old National that sell good soul food place? Soul food?
I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I really, like you say, really, it really hard. Like me, I really knew it. Like, I try anything. Like, you can fry penguin, I'm gonna eat that. You feel me? Eat baked flamingo, all that.
It'd be hard
to name a good place. For real, like, you can't, like, it's in Atlanta, you know, everything here, like, people come up with new stuff every day, so you just try whatever you like, try, you don't like it, shit, go somewhere else.
Champ, I need to ask you this, outside of yourself, you got to disqualify yourself from this question.
Okay.
Who's the funniest person in Semi-Pro that's not you?
Probably Kathy. So that means nobody.
No, I don't think nobody. I ain't really ran into nobody. This man here crazy.
Man, listen, I have told Champ I've been in meetings on Zoom. I have my phone in front of me that Zoom you can't see. This man will post anything. And I'm sitting there, and I drop my phone. People are like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I just dropped a pencil. A pencil doesn't sound like that when it hits the floor. And I have tears in my eyes trying not to laugh. It is,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, just be chilling, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, DJ me, you know?
It really
ain't one of them that's going to be different. I'm the same person, and on and off, you know what I'm saying? On and off the internet. I'm the same person.
He act like that. He act like this. Even, yeah, exactly. Off the internet. We'll be having a barbecue. And then he'll just be joking. Have everybody laugh, and folk that don't know him be like, oh, man, I got to get to know him because he's funny. Like, just be,
you feel me? Like,
he might be the funniest person in Semi-Pro because, I have learned to not drink anything when I have my phone, when I'm checking Facebook. Because I know when I'm looking at my when I'm looking at my feed, I'm like, nah, let me put this down, because I see up there's Champ's name. So before I see what he says, let me put this down, because I'm gonna spit it all over everywhere, like laughing my ass off.
Yeah, but it'd be like to me, it'd be like them. It'd be like them to you for real. For like, believe it or not, like in semi pro since I've been playing, like it been so many people that had fake beef with me just to see me in person. Be like, oh, but Champ, what's going on, man? What's up? So I'm looking like in my head, like he's the same nigga that say he's gonna do this and that. When he seen me, but now he see me, he shaking my hand like, oh, what's up? Like, they really just be wanting to meet me. You feel me? Like, I ain't even going to cap to you. Like, that's really obvious.
Trust me, I feel that. Like, trust me, I sat there and watched a whole weekend of somebody calling me out, and then when I'm there talking to him, the mood changed.
Yeah, that's all it be. Like, ain't, man, he called that talking about nothing.
Nope, nothing. Now, William, who's the best rapper in Atlanta history?
The best rapper in Atlanta history. I had to say, I ain't gonna say best rapper. Best rapper. I'm gonna give you a best group that I, you know what I'm saying? I think Outkast. Right. I'm gonna say Outkast.
Gotta be. Champ, same question to you.
Shit, I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't had anybody like really. I'm not even the type that if you like you saying in history, like I don't even give people a chance. Like I ain't listening to them from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it ain't from my time and on up, I ain't listening to it. So, like, he say Outkast. Like, I can agree with that, but I ain't going to turn no Outkast on my car. I ain't listening to T.I., G.U.D. I ain't listening to that.
Chip, I got to ask you a question. This is a real question. Like, and you've always been completely honest. Who's the most overrated player in the league?
In PDFL?
Uh-huh.
Overrated player. Well, he ain't in the league no more shit. I would have said Quinn Rooker.
Whew. Damn.
Yeah. Ooh.
Damn. That was unexpected. Like, okay. But who's currently? Like, who's the one player you've seen either film of or you played against that in this league that wasn't worth the hype?
Player, let me see, who at the height? Shit. I don't even know for real, for like, I don't really be paying attention to, like, names for real. But probably when we play the Cobras and it don't go how it go, then I'm gonna say Marcus Brooks, you feel me? Because if he don't come and play high, everybody got him on his high pedestal with him and whoever he supposed to be, one and one with, then it's gonna be him. Just him.
I ain't gonna lie though. Right quick, piggyback. That boy Brooks be throwing. He. I ain't gonna like Brooks be really be. He that motherfucker for real. Like me, and this game that I did play. Get some see how he really, you. He.
Now. Champ, also to you, if you could change anything about this league, what would it be? If you became, like, head of the league for one day, what would you change?
They're really hard. So, what are you talking about with APDFL? You need somebody to my ball on.
Right. In the APDFL, what's the one thing you would change?
I ain't even gonna lie like that. Shit, APDFL really... It really lit how it is for real. So I wouldn't even know what to change. Like, I don't know. Like.
William, same question to you. What's the one thing you would change about this league?
Getting better referees.
Oh, yeah, fat.
Feel like they should have outside referees that come in kind of in every game, because if you know if folks gather a relationship with referees, I don't care what nobody say, hell, you play in your city long enough, you'll gather a relationship with the referees. So I just feel like they should have outside come in and ref these games, because a lot of these referees do not know what they're doing. They might go get their homeboys from the block to come referee, man. You'd be awful.
Now, Champ, you said that, you know, you might be trying to wind it down this year. And the Thrashers are one of the teams that will probably possibly make that run to New Orleans. What will that championship mean as you wind down your career?
I ain't even gonna lie, like, to me, it wouldn't mean that to me, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I really, like I said, I played semi-pro just to do it. Like, I ain't looking to go nowhere. I ain't doing that. But to me, the championship would mean more to Cam than anybody. Like, this man really been doing this for a minute. He started out with one coach. He ain't really had no support. Now he got coaches. Like, we done got cheated out of championship before. And to me, like, we win the whole thing. Like, it's going to mean more to him than anybody, you feel what I'm saying? So, but to me, I don't really care.
William, to you, same question. What would this championship mean as far as to you, if you're playing New Orleans and you win it all?
Okay. Man, I'm be under with you. I don't know, man. I'd probably run up a hood Cam, because that's who really, I believe, really deserve it out of anybody. The man stayed down. The man haven't folded. Despite what folks say about him, he's still here. So we really just trying to get it for him. You know, I really want to see him have, you know, if we can make that happen, I promise I'd be good. I really want it for Cam. Anybody.
I said that's fact, though.
You feel me? Like, it's hard.
That's loyalty.
It's hard to sit here. First of all, hard. Then when folk be saying stuff, and you got other folk try to backdoor you and take your players and stuff, man. Come on, man.
Hey, look, that really what built the team, though, when all that backdoor going on. That really what built the team, for real, for real.
What backdooring?
Just, trying to get folks to turn on him to come play with them. Oh, he ain't this. He ain't got no championship. He do this. He do that. Come play with us.
Exactly.
Then they go to him like, look, man, your player trying to come play with me. Like, nah, nigga, you trying to get my player over there. Like, I already know what's going on. My player going to tell me, what's up. So you ain't got to come to me, Cat. You feel me?
I hear it. I mean, it's rare that you have folks who stop by the show and are this loyal to the team owner, like super loyal. That speaks to y'all. That speaks well of him. That speaks well of y'all. Now, Champ, to you. You are known to lay a bet down on sporting events. What was the worst betting loss you had? The one game you thought that you were about to win that came back and you lost?
This mean with anything betting, right?
Anything.
Man, in Madden, bro. Like, it was about 2 months ago. Like, we went to Mississippi, right? Okay, we played the Madden. I beat, bro. You know what I'm saying? He thought he'd been top dog in Mississippi. I beat, bro. We played 5,000. It was me, my partner, my other partner. So we all went in on 5,000. I beat, bro. So my partner was like, all right, Chuck, you beat him, but you barely beat him. So I'm like, okay, what's up? They're cool. He was like, we're gonna let bro play. You know what I'm saying? He out Madden, he the true blase, blase. But me, I ain't the type to shit on nobody. So, but I'm telling him, like, bro, why you gonna let him play? If I just play, like, the money's secure, we good. So he like, nah, bro, we ain't come here to, you know, be going back and forth with. We trying to go ahead and get the money and get the hell on. So the next game, we bet 6,000. So everybody going on pot. Man, bro beat the shit out of home. We beat him 3 times. So after that, I'm like, bro, don't call me no more. We just got hit. I'm damn near broke when I should have kept playing. You feel me?
I mean, like, betting is one of those things that, oh, Lord, I've seen. I mean, how do I explain this? I bet on Villanova in North Carolina. I'm a North Carolina fan, mm-hmm. right? About 10 seconds left. Carolina ties the game, right?
Uh-huh.
Nova gets the ball. Carolina doesn't guard the inbound pass, right? Dude drives down the court and hits it for three. Ooh. I'm sitting in the dark by myself. It wasn't it was only like a $20 bet. It's not the bet. I was just mad. Like, I sat there for like 4 hours just staring at a blank TV, pissed. Mad.
Yeah, because especially when you lose like that, you be like, how did he make that, and why y'all ain't playing defense? Like, you really just watched him end the game on you. Like, bro, I got money on you. You don't even know me, but I got money on you. Like, you're not even playing for my money. You just giving it away.
It was only $20. I'm sitting there looking at myself. I'm like, I'm mad. I couldn't even go to bed. I was so mad. I was mad the next day. I was tired the next day and mad. Somebody asked me how I was the next day. I'm like, I didn't have to talk to you. I didn't say.
Yeah, you can ask Will. Like, and all my bets, I'm betting 500 or better. Like, if it ain't 500 and it's below that, like, we're not even going to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just how I get out.
What was the most you've ever won?
In like a day?
For a single game.
10,000.
Good Lord. Ooh, I'm sitting here back at $20. I stay in my lane. Good Lord. Now,
entourage.
Now, William, now being a Georgia native, I'm sure you have watched the Falcons kind of underachieve for the better part of your life. How would you fix them?
Man, I don't know what fits my birds right now. I don't even want to really speak on my birds. Because I don't know what it fits them. You would think we have some hope, and then, you know, it just down the drain. So I don't know. I don't know what it fits them. We just need to keep playing.
Now, Champ, same question to you. I'm not sure if you're a Falcon fan, but how would you fix the Falcons?
See, look, now I'm glad you say it. You don't know. Yo, I ain't even a Falcon fan. I'm a Saints fan. With the Falcons fan, like. With them, they need to start with the fans. Like, they be having their expectations too high. Like, they make it seem like the Falcons just need this and that. But the Falcons need everybody. They need to start from scratch, from the stadium to the fans to the parking lot, the ticket folks, everybody. You feel me? So they need, like, everybody be printed on Matt Ryan. Like, Matt Ryan, I mean, he got this, but, you know what I'm saying, he's still all right. You feel me?
Now, to the same question, Champ, as a Saints fan, how fun is it to walk into the Falcon Stadium knowing that you probably about to lay the beat down on them?
I really just be feeling like, you know, I really be feeling like when I walk in, I just be feeling like we just that team. But now we ain't got Drew Brees no more. When I walk in there now, I'm going to be feeling like we finna get beat to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not putting my faith in Jameis Winston. Like, that's like Stevie Wonder. You feel me? Bro, God.
Now, speaking of, now, I was going to ask about the Hawks, William. Can you fix the Hawks or just throw them away?
You can fix the Hawks.
Fix the Hawks. I mean, I think they have more hope than my birds, but the Hawks can be fixed.
Is the it Hawks. Ownership?
Which one? The
Hawks.
Yeah, I think it's more ownership. We swapping coaches, and, you know, it just seemed like,
I really think, like, to be for real with you, like, with the Hawks, like, I don't even watch basketball like that, but since I bet, I watch it, like, the Hawks really, they really better than what they ever been. Like, they just beat the Suns last night by 30 or something, and the Suns number two, you see them, they number five. Like, they beat the shit out the Suns.
I think we need a great veteran to come in. I believe we get folk when they washed up. That's our problem. We don't really bring in the talent when it presents itself. You know, we wait till a person washed up, then bring them in. Now, man, they bring in some good talent while, you know, these boys young so they can learn from them.
Yep.
Now, Champ, let me ask you this. You wear, what, 24, right?
Yeah.
Is that how long has that been your number, or is it just something that you just picked up?
Really, it really been my number for life. Like, really, like, my birthday, February 24th. My favorite DB is Champ Bailey and Darrell Revis. So I've really been wearing it, really, forever. Like, when I go to teams, like, whether they know me or not, like, if I don't get 24, like, honestly, I ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even saying that like I'm just a top DB, but that's just what I go by. You feel me? And me and Cam, we cool, so I was going to get 24 anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, really been having it forever.
Speaking of, if you could start an NFL team with one corner in their prime, you got Champ Bailey, Darrell Revis. Which one are you starting the team with and why?
Man, everybody know I'm going with my butt, Darrell Revis. He, to me, he done shut down every receiver out there. Like, even if they done beat them one or two plays. After that, cool, you done beat me one or two times. I done watched you. You ain't catching the ball no more. That's how Darrell Reeves said. He basically like, you ain't catching the ball no more. You done beat me over the top one time. Boom. I already know how you going to release. All that over with. So I'm going with my buddy. I'm going with my buddy Darrell.
Now, William, who is your favorite pass rusher right now in the NFL?
I still like Khalil Mack.
That is the best answer.
I like Khalil Mack. But if you had to go with right now, Aaron Donald, but I mean, I like Khalil Mack.
That is the best answer. Now, we tried to fix the Falcons. We tried to fix the Hawks. Champ, do we need to fix Georgia football as far as the Bulldogs?
Oh, you talking about college?
Yep.
Oh, I mean, really, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't even watch college football like that. But yeah, like when all the championships be coming out, they be talking like Georgia's just a team, but they can't. To me, they can't finish. Like they'll be up 14. Like they could have beat Alabama them two times. Like they'll be up 14. And then they'll lay down. But if you think about it, they lay down because, I mean, it's Georgia. What the Falcons do? They be up 60 and lose by 80. They lay down, too. So, I mean, it's a lay down state. You see? It's for real, like.
William, how would you fix Georgia football?
Yeah. I'm going to pass on that question.
There you go. Now, we had Future on a couple of times, and Future was one of the few people in the state of Georgia that actually preferred pecan pie over peach cobbler. Champ, explain why he's wrong.
Because, who wake up and go to an event and say, let me get pecan pie? Like, who make that? Like, who eating that every day? Like, who just want pecan pie over peach cobbler? Peach cobbler? Popping, you feel me? Like, I don't know. Pecan pop, really? A pecan? What are you, a pecan?
William, talk to your man Future. Like, explain to him how pecan pie isn't it anywhere near as good as peach cobbler.
It definitely not. I don't know what Future from, because who did, like, tell who was that? I'm almost a pecan pie. I ain't never heard that.
Hell.
Give me that peach cobbler, motherfucker. You hear me?
Yeah, don't know what I'm saying? Like, pecan pie, like, that's...
I ain't never really heard nobody eat pecan pie.
Because it don't taste like nothing, like...
The pecan you get from the tree.
Yeah, you might well eat them by themselves. For real, for real.
Hey.
Woo! Fellas, Champ Davis, William Howe, I want to thank y'all for joining me today on the Under the Helmet podcast. Best of luck to you this weekend, and we definitely will be talking more.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for stopping down, fellas. Y'all be cool.
Yeah.
All right. This has been another episode of the Under the Helmet podcast. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other.